Welcome back, everybody, and welcome if you're just joining us. I'm Maggie Dawn, and this is the Civic Media Radio Network. I love talking to smart people, people that are smarter than I am, about our current events, and we've got one of those guests with us this afternoon. He's been very patient. We had him scheduled before. Thank him so much for being patient with us here on the Maggie Dawn Show and coming back to join us today. His name is Dr. Robert Benson. He's with the Center for American Progress Action Fund, a foreign policy expert. He's the associate director at the Center for National Security and International Policy. Welcome, Robert, and again, thank you for working with us to get you back on the show.
Great to be with you.
Well, I wanted to start sort of at a meta level because last week and this week we had a combination of two events that I think gives us a keen insight into what is happening writ large throughout the Trump administration. To remind us of what occurred on Tuesday, let's just listen to the President of the United States in front of 800 of our nation's top military minds, most prestigious command, and NCOs, basically say and direct them that they should start violating the Constitution and the Posse Comitatus Act. Take a listen to Trump suggesting, maybe even directing, that we use cities as training grounds for the military.
And then I told Pete, we should use some of these dangerous cities as training grounds for our military, National Guard, but military. As president, I will never hesitate to defend our people from threats of
And he sort of gets back on script. Quite shocking. It was basically stunned silence for the entirety of the Hegseth Trump presentation on Tuesday at Quantico. And just as a postscript to that, before we get into the combo 1-2 punch of Trump's meltdown at the UN and then Trump's meltdown before our top military commanders, let's listen to George Stephanopoulos press the Speaker of the House yesterday on this very topic and Mike Johnson's utter inability to deal with the substantive question at the heart of a president suggesting that the military should train in our cities. Take a listen.
The president also said at the Pentagon yesterday that he wants American cities to be used as training grounds for the American military. Is this the highest and best use of the U.S. military, and is this the right way to train them?
I don't serve in the Pentagon. I run the House of Representatives. And what we need to be talking about today is real harm that the American people are going to feel because of what Chuck Schumer is doing. Let me tell you what's going to be
Well, hold on a second.
Today.
As Speaker of the House, do you believe it's appropriate to use American cities as training grounds for the U.S. military, calling those people in the American cities the enemy within? As Speaker of the House, do you think that's appropriate?
I'm not going to comment on your characterization of what the president said.
Those are quotes,
because I was a little busy yesterday. Well, you can take his quotes out of context, which you often do, and I don't think that's fair to the president. I'll tell you what he's done, though. He's put National Guard troops here in D.C. and cleaned up the crime problem. People can walk
blah. We just listened to the president say it. It's not out of context. It's what the man said. It's a direct quote. You can say that he's feeble-minded or that he doesn't really understand what he's saying, but he's the president of the United States. He needs to understand what he's saying. Dr. Benson, there's utter lack of any substantive heft. There was no articulation of any sort of national security strategy. There was no articulation of any sort of global order concept underlying philosophy last week at the UN. What's going on here?
It's totally unacceptable, right? I mean, let me speak plainly. What the president suggested at Quantico is completely unacceptable. It violates the Constitution of the United States. This is a democracy. We don't pit the military against civilians. It's not who we are. And for good reason, right? The founders knew the danger of deploying the military domestically. We fought a revolution against the very idea that a king could use the military with impunity, right, against citizens. Trump is ahistorical. Yeah. He behaves like a dictator because he emulates dictators, right? Take a look at Putin, his love affair with Putin. It's based on this idea that he wants to be kind of like him, right? He wants to be able to deploy the military against American citizens and have complete and utter control with no checks and no balances. And that is a great danger that we face.
These are truly extraordinary moments. We've got probably the most notable bit of sound from Trump at the UN addressing the General Assembly last week. Let's just remind ourselves of what he said.
I'm really good at this stuff. Your countries are going to hell. In America, we've taken bold action.
Blah, 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 blah. I've never heard a president say anything close to that in any kind of diplomatic setting. Is this sort of a bizarro version of cosplay? I feel like Donald Trump and so many of his cabinet-level secretaries, whether you're talking about Scott Bessent to Howard Lutnick to the WWE lady running the Department of Education to the Fox Weekend News host running the Department of War/Defense or whatever it is, lecturing about grooming standards and PT tests to our top generals, this all feels like they're not actually, Donald Trump's audience was not diplomats. It was not world leaders, though he was standing before them in the UN General Assembly. Pete Hegseth's audience, Donald Trump's audience this Tuesday, wasn't our nation's top military leaders and top military strategists. The audience is his base. And my question to you, Dr. Brunson, is while this may be cosplay, while this may be, again, these debased appeals to the base, there's real danger here. And the reason I played Speaker Johnson's response to George Stephanopoulos's question is because it seems like Congress, at least the MAGAs in Congress, are completely unwilling to deal with the reality of this danger that the Trump administration poses to our most sacred institutions and at base to our nation's security.
I think that's exactly right. You know, there's so much to unpack here, right? So at a fundamental level, it's difficult to hear the President of the United States speak like this. I mean, it's embarrassing. It's, you know, denigrating our allies like that publicly at the UN. Not to mention the speech itself was meandering. I mean, just kind of rambling, incoherent. Half of the speech was anti-climate tirade. Right, belittling countries that have stood shoulder to shoulder with us in Iraq and Afghanistan, at a fundamental level, it's hard to stomach. But I completely agree with your assessment. Yes, on the one hand, this is theatrics, right? It's meant for a domestic audience. It's red meat for the base. But we can't simply look at it from that level because we have an additional danger, right? Trump is undermining our norms of diplomacy, the way that we literally conduct politics in this country. And when you debase the norm, when you willfully undermine it, it's hard to get that back, right? Mm-hmm. It's hard to build back a democracy that respects itself and that has respect for our allies and partners. When you lose that, when you willfully give that up, right, you are, again, emulating the worst kind of politics that we see abroad, right? You're emulating the Putins and the Viktor Orbans. The question I pose to my fellow Americans, do you want to live in Viktor Orbán's Hungary or Putin's Russia? Because this is exactly the kind of politics that President Trump espouses.
Folks, we're with Dr. Robert Brunson with the Center for American Progress Action Fund. Dr. Brunson, when do we turn the corner? Because it used to be a fairly reliable pillar of the Republican Party that they were foreign policy hawks, that they labeled and sort of laid claim to patriotism. But that was very much part of the United States as a superpower, as a hegemon, as being at least ostensibly a bright shining light on the hill. Donald Trump has turned the United States inward. It is removing itself literally from having a seat at the table as a meaningful world power, as an ally to every single one of the Western alliance dating back to the end of World War II. This is degrading in so many different ways. When does it turn the corner? When does it start to get through to Republicans of good faith? And I know that there are many of them out there, when they can look at this and finally take off the rose-colored glasses and see it for the true existential danger that it is. Are we at that tipping point? Are we there yet? Because this seemed like quite the 1-2 punch to me.
I mean, the amount of times I had hoped that we would, you know, meet that moment. The Republican Party has been cannibalized by the MAGA movement and by Donald Trump, who is a cult of personality. You know, in some ways, it's better to have a psychologist, right, on the program than to have a political scientist. Because what we're dealing with is a unique phenomena in American history, right? Donald Trump defies the political laws of gravity, right? Scandal after scandal. And there's reasons, right? There is a grievance politics in this country that is not without merit.
You know, correct.
People have been economically left behind. There is a cultural disconnect between, you know, the coasts and the heartland. The problem is that, you know, whereas Trump has identified a kernel of truth in some of our national pathologies, right? The solution that he prescribes is anything but. And he is taking the country down a dark political road. And the reason I come back to Putin is I think that the Russification of our politics is the appropriate prism to understand both what's happened to the Republican Party, but also what's happened to American institutions as they really struggle to push back against this encroaching authoritarianism. Now, I'm a progressive, but I want a strong center-right political party, right? Our country deserves a Republican Party which has conservative ideas and spars in the marketplace of debate with the Democrats and the center-left. But a party that abides by the Constitution. And to the extent that the Republican Party has abdicated that solemn responsibility, it is a shame. And I personally think that we need to remember this moment, because we will come out of it. And the Speaker of the House needs to be held accountable for his inability to say what is patently so true, that Trump can't deploy the military against American citizens, that what happened at the UN was an embarrassment to all of us. But we're not there yet.
We're not there yet. I just want to say, Dr. Benson, thank you for articulating this in a way that I think is critically important. We deserve parties that root political debate in facts and reality, and that truly believe that we all have a shared oath to our most fundamental American values and to our constitutional republic. It is through that active debate that our country can get better, push forward, and again, have a true marketplace of ideas. We're going to continue this discussion with Dr. Benson, foreign policy expert from the Center for American Progress Action Fund. I'm Maggie Dawn. Stay with us, folks. We're going to sneak in a quick break. Be right back, right here on the Civic Media Radio Network.